Hillsborough County commissioners today approved the biggest change in mining boundaries in Hillsborough County in over a decade. The phosphate company Mosaic Fertilizer hopes to add over 1,500 acres to its approximately 25-square-mile location near the four corners where Hillsborough, Polk, Hardy, and Manatee counties meet. There has been considerable opposition to the plan from residents and even Tampa Bay Water, who wants the company to test for heavy metals at its new mining site. Dee Allen is the permitting and reclamations superintendent with Mosaic Fertilizer. She spoke about the benefits of adding the acreage would provide in terms of energy to the community.
The shorter corridor would generate 32 million kilowatt hours a year in power savings. Now, to try to put that in perspective, an individual household uses about 9,000 kilowatt hours a year. So the annual power savings would be enough to supply 3,500 households.
Only one citizen came out in support of Mosaic, but there were several members of the public who came out to denounce the expansion of the phosphate giant. Daniel Hardy says he's a property owner that would be affected by the increased mining.
Would be strip mine affected the value of our land, availability of our portable water, and the peace and mind quiet of rural lifestyle and the safety of our health.
Lithia resident Kathy Surface of the Tampa Bay region already suffered from not enough water resources, and especially with the 18-acre parcel near Hurrah Creek, which leads to the Alafaya River.
Don't try to pull this on us. We are all educated people, and we all know where water comes from and the protection. You must protect Hurrah Creek. Parcel 1 has Hurrah Creek in it, and I expect the wetlands to be protected. I expect my county commissioners to say, if they don't value the businesses of the small farms, please value the safety and the health of our community. And when you lower the water, you intensify what goes into the water.
Vivian Baca said local citizens have done a lot to help contribute to the bottom line of Mosaic Fertilizer.
If you add the cost of the Bill Young Regional Reservoir, the Brandon Surface Water Treatment Plant, and the desalination input plant, taxpayers have spent over $448 million to generate 67.5 million gallons a day of additional water supplies. Extending vested mining rights to an additional 1,500 acres, which will require groundwater withdrawals at the rate of 100,000 gallons a minute for mining, when we are in the midst of a severe drought, is not acceptable.
It hasn't been just the local citizenry objecting to Mosaic's expansion plans. Officials with Tampa Bay Water said they want Mosaic to test for heavy metals at its new mining sites. But Commissioner Al Higginbotham said he did not understand why.
You know, Tampa Bay Water, in this report they filed, and it's on page 11 of 284 pages down at the bottom, where they've stated that the Alafaya River exceeds Class 3 standards, and that just totally shocked me, because when I went back to the report that Tampa Bay Water had from September of 2007, where they stated just the opposite, that it was fine.
County commissioners appeared generally unmoved by the citizens' complaints, except for one resident who owned a fish farm and described how the mining had adversely affected her livelihood. Mosaic Representative Dee Allen said the company promised they would address such concerns, but her answer didn't fully satisfy Commissioner Jim Norman.
And see, my issue is, how do they get it quick, easy resolve when you would build, construct, and do everything, but they have a quick resolve, because they'll lose their entire livelihood if there's not a quick mediation of the problem.
I understand. Now,
I don't want to hear, I understand. Let me tell you, I understand all about Tampa Bay Water. I understand the cone. I understand
all
that stuff.
Okay, I won't talk about Tampa Bay Water.
I just know that's a policy to fix it.